Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Shannon Stewart. Batting second. The center fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting third. The first baseman, Dan Johnson. Batting fourth. The DH, Jack Cust. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Eric Chavez. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Travis Buck. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Joe Kennedy. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Brian Roberts. Batting second. The first baseman, Chris Gomez. Batting third. The right fielder, Nick Markakis. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Miguel Tejada. Batting fifth. The DH, Kevin Millar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Melvin Mora. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ramon Hernandez. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Corey Patterson. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jay Payton. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Brian Burrs. And now, play ball. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mora fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Roberts. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Roberts steals second. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gomez takes first base on ball four. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Markakis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Roberts moves to third. Two outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tejada hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. Kevin Millar batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Millar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cust hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Burrs, and towards Roberts, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Chavez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mora hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Hernandez takes first base on ball four. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Payton hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Patterson moves to second. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is one for one in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Patterson scores. Payton moves to second. It's 3-0, Orioles. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Gomez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gomez takes first base on ball four. Payton moves to third. Roberts moves to second. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Markakis is 0 for 1 in the game. Markakis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Markakis for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mora fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Buck strikes out. Two outs. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kendall hits a fly ball into right field. Markakis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Miguel Tejada batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Tejada is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tejada hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Millar is 0 for 1 in the game. Millar hits a fly ball into center field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mora is 0 for 1 in the game. Mora hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Tejada moves to second. Two outs. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hernandez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez hits a pop-up towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Swisher hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Orioles. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Cust is 0 for 1 in the game. Cust takes first base on ball four. Bobby Crosby batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Crosby is 0 for 1 in the game. Crosby hits a line drive into left field. Peyton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Patterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Patterson is hit by the pitch. Jay Peyton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Peyton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Peyton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Patterson moves to third. Brian Roberts batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Roberts is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Peyton moves to second. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby fields it and throws to third for the out. Patterson scores. Roberts moves to second. 1 out. It's 4-1, Orioles. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Gomez. The throw from Kendall and he is out, Crosby applying the tag. Roberts moves to third. 2 outs. Nick Markakis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Markakis is 0 for 2 in the game. Markakis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chavez is 0 for 1 in the game. Chavez hits a pop-up towards third. Mora settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Buck is 0 for 1 in the game. Buck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ellis moves to second. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kendall is 0 for 1 in the game. Kendall takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to third. Buck moves to second. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tejada is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tejada hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Kevin Millar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Millar is 0 for 2 in the game. Millar hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Mora is 0 for 2 in the game. Mora hits a pop-up towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ramon Hernandez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hernandez takes first base on ball 4. Tejada moves to second. Corey Patterson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Patterson is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Patterson hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Tejada scores. Hernandez moves to third. Patterson moves to second. It's 5-1, Orioles. Jay Wiedesick now pitching. Jay Payton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Payton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Payton is hit by the pitch. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Roberts is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. Patterson scores. Payton moves to third. It's 7-1, Orioles. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Gomez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Payton scores. Roberts moves to second. It's 8-1, Orioles. Nick Markakis is batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Markakis is 0-for-3 in the game. Markakis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cust strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mora fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Athletics 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Colby Lewis now pitching. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tejada is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Millar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Millar is 0-for-3 in the game. Millar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Melvin Mora is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mora is 0-for-3 in the game. Mora hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. John Parrish now pitching. Eric Chavez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Chavez is 0-for-2 in the game. Chavez hits a pop-up towards short. Tejada settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buck hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Orioles. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Donnie Murphy now playing second base. Erasmo Ramirez now pitching. Ramon Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Corey Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Patterson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Patterson hits a pop-up towards third. Chavez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jay Payton batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Payton is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Payton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hernandez moves to third. Brian Roberts is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Roberts is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ramirez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Shannon Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nick Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Swisher takes first base on ball 4. Dan Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swisher moves to second. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cust strikes out. Two outs. Chad Bradford now pitching. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosby is 0 for 3 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bradford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Athletics 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Flores now pitching. Chris Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Marquez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Marquez is 0 for 4 in the game. Marquez hits a pop-up towards short. Crosby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Miguel Tejada is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tejada is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Tejada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chavez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Danis Baez now pitching. Eric Chavez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Chavez is 0 for 3 in the game. Chavez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gomez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chavez for the out. One out. Donnie Murphy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tejada scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Buck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buck is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Buck takes first base on ball 4. Adam Melhus pinch hits for Jason Kendall. Adam Melhus batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Melhus takes first base on ball 4. Buck moves to second. Shannon Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 4 in the game. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buck scores. Melhus moves to third. It's 8-3, Orioles. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Stewart moves to second. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Swisher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Roberts settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.